Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice. A horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Oh, Arnie, nice to see you.
Dr. Murray.
Please come in. Can I get you a coffee?
No, but thank you. So, Amelia, how are you finding Reykjavik? Oh, and I brought you a gift.
Really? Thank you. You didn't have to. What is it?
Tomato soup. There's a greenhouse farm here in Iceland that grows tomatoes year-round. It is a bit of a tourist trap, but I think it is one you may enjoy. I do. Friedheimer, very popular. So, this little bottle is a reminder that you should go someday.
Interesting and possibly delicious. Thank you. So very kind of you to think of me. And this is a much more pragmatic gift than a houseplant. As for Reykjavik, it's been nice so far. Very calm. I'm still acclimatizing myself to the city, mostly the driving, but it doesn't bother me. Though it is a bit of a bother not having a robust bus system. But I'll adapt after I get back.
Ah, yes. The trip. I received this from Rainer earlier today. It's the dossier for your trip.
Do you know who this person is?
No, that's not my job. I'm just here to make the delivery and check in. How are you feeling? Others who have been in your recent situation have not responded so calmly.
I feel fine. Sometimes I have nightmares, but nothing one wouldn't expect after what happened.
Nightmares?
Are you asking personally or on behalf of our employer?
Perhaps both. The nightmares?
Of being on the boat, or sometimes I can see Franco. Those are the worst ones. I can't get him out of my mind. He was so young and enthusiastic, and seeing it happen, I think it's a fear of death. Franco was only a few years older than my son, and sometimes my son is there in the dream. I worry about him. Again, that's to be expected. A mother worrying about her
child. So no dreams of anything else? The statues? The water?
Not particularly. Well, at least not that I can recall. It's difficult to remember the full extent of a dream. It begins to fade as soon as you wake, leaving just the pieces of the dream behind.
Yes, of course.
What does this one say?
These are the test results from the medical exam. In summary, everything came back normal and you are cleared for work and travel.
Well, that's fortunate, since I leave tomorrow morning.
We didn't have any worries, but it is routine procedure for employees traveling outside the country.
So, you don't know anything about this trip?
That is not my job.
Have you been to Svalbard?
No. I prefer warmer vacations. Last year I went to Costa Rica. They have a very nice lazy river and zip lines. Sand beaches with palm trees, the whole experience.
But they're going to be there, yes? The statues?
If that is what your present assignment is, then I am sure they will be there. Please don't tell me any more than I need to know. I think I already know everything I'm meant to.
Mm.
And you've packed the recording devices?
Yes. Everything from the list.
Then this is the last thing. Now, this comes with very specific instructions. The first being, wait until I leave to open it.
Oh, I apologize.
As indicated, wait until I leave to open it. Take the contents with you to Svalbard and keep it on your person at all times. If the job does not go as expected, place the content of the box on the person of interest in question without notifying them to its presence.
Then, I can do that. Is it breakable?
I do not know, but that's everything I have for you. Enjoy the soup, and have a safe trip, Amelia.
Thank you. Good evening, Arnie. What are you?
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.